Okay, so today is the 16th of July, 2014, and we're going to do lesson number 431, and it's called Bending the Feet in the Toes. So we always begin lying on our backs with our legs long, our arms down by our sides, and taking this time to become aware of ourselves, to start noticing how we're lying on the floor, how we're making contact with the floor. Noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how you sense your upper back, mid back, and lower back, and how you're sensing your pelvis, how it lies on the floor, your legs lie on the floor. And slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, sensing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Good. Bringing your head back to the center. And we're going to start with the movement we've done for several weeks before. For those of you that have been here and those of you that are new, I'll get you on board right away. So you're going to bend your right knee, bring just the right foot to standing. And the first thing that you want to pay attention to is how that foot feels. So if you do have socks on, now's a good time to take them off because... And so just how much of the foot, now that we just looked at the foot and the bones, right? How much do you sense your heel, the arch, the toes? You know, without changing it. So you always need to allow yourself a moment of observation, right? To sense things. Because it's through your sensation and awareness that things can actually change. And then from here, you go ahead and you push your foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the left. So remember, there's some really important things. Let this relax. You keep your knees standing and you're rolling your pelvis. Okay? You're gonna roll. That's it. Your pelvis, but your knee stays. Yeah, I know, but the knee still can stay up. You just don't think you can. Roll your pelvis, let that relax. Yeah. Let your hand relax. That's it. So remember, your knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. Any of you that are letting your knee fall in, correct yourself. It's okay, there you go. Go a little bit. That's it. Keep that knee up. There you go. And you're rolling. You're not lifting, okay? The lift on the right side occurs from the rolling. Do you understand that? You do not push your right foot into the floor and lift your pelvis. You roll your pelvis. And when you roll to the left, guess what? The right side lifts up. We all make it so difficult. That's it. Good. Come back, straighten that leg, rest for a moment. And now let's try the left side. Okay? So you bring the left foot to standing. You push that left foot into the floor. You keep the knee upright. So if you have a tendency that knee wants to fall in, remember that for yourself. And you ask yourself, why is that? That's like somebody being knock-kneed. So you roll the pelvis. You're going to roll. Think rolling. Roll your pelvis, not your leg. Just think your pelvis. How's your pelvis going to roll? You're in your bed. You want to roll onto this side. Come on, roll, roll. Relax your hands.
I probably haven't rolled in years.
That's, yes.
So my whole body's so tight.
Yes, roll, right? So think of this side coming down. There you go, and this side lifts up there. That's it. Good. Beautiful. Nice. Okay. Come back. Let's straighten that leg and rest. Okay, so we're going to start with bending both knees. Bring both feet to standing. Okay? And you're going to keep the left one standing. And as we've done before, you're going to bring the right foot behind the left. I call it into the gap. There you go. So bring the right foot, and then you're going to let that right knee open up as much as it can. Okay? So see how much you can just let that right knee open up. Okay? There you go. As much as it can. Now, once again, using your left foot, just like you just did, you're going to push the left foot into the floor. You're going to keep the left knee up, but you're going to roll the pelvis to the right, which is going to help that right knee come closer to the floor. Okay? So remember, okay, let the foot come all the way into the gap. It's sticking out the other side. Don't let the knee tilt in. Okay, so if you do that, you need to examine about yourself why you let that happen. And then this can go back. There you go. And then push. Use the foot. Use the foot. And go back. So you're using the left foot. And you're rolling the pelvis. So the pelvis is rolling around the hip socket. Here's Lucy's leg again. Okay? Here's your hip, right? It's a socket. You're turning the pelvis around this bone. It's doing nothing because it's standing, right? Standing, right? So it's turning around the pelvis. Okay? You're not disrupting your hip joint at all. And you've got to use the foot, the left foot. So let this go. Relax. Let the knee open up. Yeah, let this open up.
See, it won't go that way anymore.
There you go. There you go. Okay, just a little bit. Excellent. Okay. Now stay like this, okay, bring your pelvis back, and just see if the right knee can be open a little bit more. Is that doable for everyone? Great, now you're gonna reach down with your left hand, because your left hand is the one closest to the right foot, right? You're gonna get a hold of your big toe. Okay, that means you're gonna have to pull the foot, and it's okay, yeah, I'm gonna help you in a sec.
I can't do that with that side.
I'm gonna help you in a second. Just give me a second. Everybody else, grab your big toe and start to bend the big toe, right, up towards your buttocks, right? So you're bending and opening the top of that foot. Okay, we're going to change this for you a little bit. Let's try this.
See, I can't bend my
shoe. It's okay. There. Let's just try that. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Excellent. Now go from the big toe to the second toe. Okay? So when you're bending something, you don't want to bend it and just crank on it. You bend it a little bit and you go back to the start. You bend it a little bit and you go back to the start, right? So as I have to move around and help some people in class, right, that have limitations, I expect of you to use your brain for me and realize you've been coming long enough that everything is a movement, right? So just don't bend and pull and then freeze there. Bend it, release it. Bend it, go back and forth between the big toe and the second toe. Yeah, so let's see what we're gonna do here. I think I just like this better. Yeah, okay. And don't even,
don't try.
Just see if you can let this kind of, yeah, soften there. Yeah, so now what I'm gonna have you do, just from there, I want you to think of this right knee as a butterfly wing. Lift it up a little bit and let it open. Lift it up and let it open. That's all I want you to do.
Okay?
You don't worry about your toes at all. There you go. Okay, good. Now try to pull both the two toes together. Big toe, second toe. Good. Now, can you continue to hold those two toes? Do your best. Stay in this position. Now, with your left foot, that's the standing one. You don't listen. Okay, you're the only one that doesn't listen. Okay, because she's going to have her hip replaced. So, okay, everybody else, you're going to take that left foot and you're going to step it on your right thigh. Put it up there. There you go. Left foot, right thigh. Enjoy. Okay, and then that leg is going to become a butterfly wing. So your left knee is going to move in and out. You're still with your left hand holding the big toe and second toe. Right? I know we left this last week and we're coming back to it this week. That's it. Butterfly wings. That's it. That's it. Maybe you can just, let's see. Go right there. Ah. Just in and out. In. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. For the rest of you, let that left knee open up enough. Can you reach down with your right hand? And you're going to reach down to get the left big toe. And if you can't, that's okay. You stay with the butterfly. Remember, you're not to try to reach your feet. Okay? If you can't get the big toe, that's okay. You just stay with the butterfly. Beautiful. Okay? The rest of you, try to get a hold of the big toe. Okay, so you're butterflying the wrong way. You're going, well, of course, that's what's easy. So you need to ask yourself why you're doing that. Because you're so tight in the hips, right? The butterfly movement is to take it this way. And this hand is to reach for this toe.
So let go of this toe?
No. Oh, okay. Nope, you don't let go of the left hand. And in time, yeah, we want this to open up. So you're going to butterfly like that. Okay, Cheryl, go easy. The rest of you, if you've got the big toe, try to move to the second toe. Those of you that can't, that I'm coming over and helping, it's okay. You just stay with this. So if you can't reach the toes, you stay with the butterfly movement, okay? That's it, okay. Excellent. Okay, let's let that go. First, you're going to let go of the left foot. Then you're going to let go of the right. Okay, I know. Untwist those legs and rest. Whew, we got some tight hips in here. What have you guys been doing? Hiking a lot? Enjoying this beautiful place that we live in? Having too much fun? It's either hiking or golfing or
biking.
right? Gotta open your hips. Legs long. Don't stand your feet. Somebody told you once to do that for your lower back. Not good. Avoid that. Let your legs be long. Okay, we're going to try the same thing, but with the other side. So how we're going to start is by bending both knees, right? And then this time you're going to keep the right foot standing and you're going to introduce the left foot in the gap, okay? First movement is to let that left knee start to open and just see where it can go. Then you remember you keep the right foot standing. So you can push the right foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the left. That's going to help that left knee open up. That's it. Can this foot slide up just? Yeah. I don't know why you put it so far away, because then this can stand easier. Isn't that better? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And roll. So you can kind of, it's almost like a game you can play with yourself. As you roll to the left, right? The outer left thigh comes to the floor for most of you, right? So you say, can I keep it there and just bring the pelvis back? Why does the leg have to pop up with it? There, right? Right, it's just a bad habit that you've acquired. Very good. Excellent. Now, those of you that can, beautiful, just butterfly that wing. Those of you that can, you're going to reach down. Now remember the right hand. Your right hand is going to get a hold of that left big toe, and you're going to first bend the big toe. Bend it, let it go, bend it. So this is going to open. Remember what I showed you with the skeleton is the top of the foot. Not there yet, Beck. No. Put that foot back. Yeah, we're still working with the underfoot. Boy, you guys got me jumping all over the place. If I don't keep my eyes on you, you're all doing different stuff. Okay, now go to the second toe. Bend that second toe, right? And it's opening the top of that ankle, right, that we looked at. So then it's going to help you bend through that foot better. It's going to make the knees better and the hips better. Very nice. Very nice. Now, bend both toes. Right? And I know some of you are thinking, well, why is this important, right? You want to jump ahead. These small movements are really critical. The bending of these toes to help the top of that foot open are really important for opening this hip. Really nice. Okay, now can you walk your right foot to step on the left thigh? And then you're going to butterfly your right wing, your right knee, right? But you're going to just now hold on to the left foot, right? So you're going to butterfly. That's okay. Keep it back down where it was. Just keep it there. And now just think both in and out. Butterfly. Butterfly. Nice butterfly movements. Beautiful. Some of you are doing a really nice job modifying yourselves, which I really appreciate. Excellent. Now, if you can reach down with the left hand and get the right big toe and second toe, do so. The rest of you, just stick with the butterflying, okay? This is a very important lesson not to push yourself in, okay? Beautiful. So remember, you want to think that someday those knees would just fall open. Nice, Cheryl. That's it, Beck. Okay. Let's slowly let that go and rest on your backs. Straighten your legs. Legs long, arms long. Okay, so go ahead and bend both knees again, excuse me. That's it. And let's keep the right foot standing this time. Let's slide the left foot underneath. Great, reach down with your right hand again and start to bend the left toe, big toe. And move to the second toe. Continue on to bending the third toe. Observing your breath and your breathing as you're doing this. So if you find yourself holding your breath or your jaw, see if you can let that go. Going on to the fourth toe. Down to your little baby toe. Excellent. Okay. So from here, you're going to let that go and you're going to slide out the left leg, bring it back up to standing. Okay? So both legs are standing again. Okay? And then we're going to move the legs a little differently today, okay? So you're still going to work with the left foot. But this is what you're going to do now. You're going to tilt both knees and legs to the right so that your left foot is now close to your left hand. So reach down with your left hand to get a hold of your left foot. And you want the toes to tuck under, right? So it's again opening the top of the foot. There you go. Okay? Excellent. So you tilt both legs to the right. That's it. Now, with your left hand, you want to work, we're going to work backwards. We're going to start with the pinky toe. Okay? You're going to bend that pinky toe to open up the top of that foot. So you can let as much of your pelvis roll to the right. So Becky, turn the toes under. There you go. Let that knee drop down. See if you can just flip the whole, there you go, in space. There you go. Okay, good. From pinky toe, go to your fourth toe. So you need to have the ankle. Let me see if I can help you, Cheryl. I want this part opened up. Like that. I know. I want you to try not to do that. So, if you can. Okay, just do the best you can. That's good. Okay, move to the third toe, the middle toe. That's a good way, Becky. Excellent. Good. So some of you have figured out, just lift the leg up and roll onto your side so you don't have contact with the floor. And now second toe. Big toe, right? Just when you thought the other way it was getting coming along, and now we did a new way. Okay, let it go. Come back onto your back. Straighten your legs. See if we can make it easier. So let's try it this way. What happens if you guys roll to your side, come up to sitting, side sitting? Okay, so the knees are to the right, just like you were. Knees to the right. There. Let's see if this is a little easier if you're sitting. Okay? Can everybody side sit facing the front of the room? Okay? So just like Caroline here has her foot. This is where we want to head, right? Some of you are like this, okay? We want to get the top of this to open up and actually in time take this heel out. So just wait, you gotta, let me just give them, I always gotta get the rest of the group going. And then, yeah, but that's the other leg. So, and then I'll come help you. Okay, so everybody, so Becky, good? Okay, now, so you're gonna reach back again. There you go. See if you can let this relax. Let your hip relax. And then start to bend the pinky toe. So yeah, if it's pulling on your knee, hello? The reason it's pulling on your knee is because you've been so tight in your hips. That poor knee, right? Look at the poor knee. The knee only has that poor little patella floating around here, right? The knee can't tolerate much pressure.
I don't think I can move this.
You're doing perfect. You're modifying beautifully. That's it. So being beautiful. Nice, Cheryl. So see, if you can do it this way, you're going to see in time you can do it the other way. Now go to the fourth toe. Right, you guys just didn't know how much was down here going on, right? And these toes can be painful to move. So if you're having some discomfort in the toes, don't be surprised, right? And then go to the third toe. Be nice to them. Just think, your feet take pressure all day long, carrying your body around, right? Your hands don't have to do that. Now go to the second toe. You are doing fabulous, just fabulous. If you want, have this leg straight.
I could.
Yeah. Go to the big toe, keep it going. We're gonna keep with this a little bit longer, so you're gonna keep going. And then you're going to go move back along. But for some of you, actually for everybody, let's just have you straighten the right leg. And you can lean a little bit on the right hand. How's that? And maybe bring the right leg a little out to the right. There, not so straight in front of you. Lean on the right hand. You can lean on the right hand. Yeah. Does that make it a little easier? A little harder? Is it a little harder? Okay, if it's harder for you, bend the knee again back in. Some of you it might be easier. So you're working yourself back from the big toe to the second toe to the middle. All the way back to your pinky toe. Okay, so pause, bring your hands behind you. There you go. Let's see if you can start to lean back. Can you lean back on your forearms? That's it. There you go. Now if you can get onto your forearms, bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. Ah, there we were in the previous movement. How are some of you doing? There you go. Bring now, Becky, the right leg to stand. There you go. Now the foot got better. Bring the right foot to stand. Excellent. Excellent. Now, there you go. Now, really good. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Come back up to sitting. Swing the left leg around. Rest on your backs. So I know a lot of you are feeling things probably in your feet, your ankles, and your knees, which just is an indication of how tense things are in the hips. So if the hip was more available, you wouldn't be feeling those things in your knees and feet. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah, so as we improve the hips, it's going to get better, right, for the feet and the knees. Okay, so bend the knees again. Let's just try one more time, tilting the legs to the right, and see if you can reach down that left foot and now flip over the ankle, right, so that the ankle's open and reach down for it. See if that got a little bit better. And now once you're in this position, I want you to butterfly both knees. So you're gonna like lift both knees, beautiful Barb. So you lift both knees up, up, and down. Together, butterfly, there you go. Think of your hip and it opens your back, belly pushes forward. Oh yeah, yeah, this is all about the psoas, deepen that hip, right? All the way to your back. Beautiful, Cheryl. It got a little bit better. Excellent. No, just to the one side. Yep. Just to the one side. Butterfly your knees. Okay. Straighten it. Let's rest. So let your legs go and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Okay, keep the right one standing. Now you're going to insert the left one behind the right. The earlier movement, slide it in there for those of you that can. Reach down. Is it a little easier now? What happened with that hip and that ankle? Ah, right? This is a really good example of too, like if you think of stretching and people do the same stretches over and over again and they don't work, you've got to change the way you approach things. It's a little easier, isn't it, for everybody? Now walk the right foot to stand on the left thigh. There you go, reach down now, not you. And get a hold with your left hand, the right foot. See if that's a little more doable. If you can get a hold of both big toes, do so. From there, I want you to lift everything up towards your chest. There you go. Beautiful, Cheryl. Good. And then lower it back down. So some of you that are struggling to get a hold of your toes, you might want to bring your legs up to your chest and your... That's perfect. And just back down. Perfect. That's it. Now, if you can bring your legs over your chest like that, start to lift your head at the same time to look down towards, beautiful, Carolyn, towards your right lower leg. Your knee's going to come really close. Or sorry, your knee, your nose. So lift both legs up in the air, right? Get your tush up. Get the tushy up. You're doing great. Those of you that are modifying are doing great. So you look towards your knees, and then you lower everything back down. Remember, don't, there you go. Good. Now, keeping your head down this time, bring your knees up, and then lengthen the legs up towards the ceiling. So you kind of start to uncross the legs, and then you pull the toes back down to recross things, just like you were. If you uncross too much, you'll forget where you were. Keep holding your toes. You don't get to let go. That's it, Lori. So lift up, lengthen, like that. Perfect. And then cross again. Beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. Excellent. Okay. Let go of the toes. Come back to the right foot standing just for a moment. The left leg is slid behind, the left knee open. Just see how that's feeling now. Is that feeling a little bit better? Okay, straighten your legs and let's rest. Okay, let's try the same thing with the other side. So you're going to start with the legs bent, and you're going to first introduce the right foot behind the left, right? You're going to reach down to get a hold of the toes. And you're going to work first with the big toe, the second toe, third toe, all the way over to your pinky toe. Just doing one or two bends with each toe. Breathing. Excellent. Okay. So from there, you're going to let go. You're going to bring, once again, the right foot to stand. Then you're going to tilt both legs to the left. Right, so both knees just go to the left. And then that means the right foot kind of slides back towards the right hand, and you're going to turn that ankle over. You're just perfect like that. If you can, you're going to reach down. Beautiful, Cheryl. Just do what you can to start with, to reach and start to bend first the pinky toe, the fourth toe, then the third. You're going to start bending those toes, right? In a way, it's up towards the ceiling because you want the top of that foot to come close to the floor. Okay? But in time, we won't rush it. We're going to then come up to sitting in a moment. But just start first here so you know. So, Carolyn, get the top. Yes, do it that way. I mean, this really tells you how much, you know, we can be very abusive to our hips and our thighs, right? We think we don't work the thighs very hard in skiing. Ha! Okay. Slowly let it go. Bring your legs back up. And now just come up to sitting, right? Just roll yourselves up to sitting. And once you're up to sitting, both legs are going to go over to the left. So get yourself there and slide that right foot behind you. And this is easier for a lot of you, so it's a good starting point, right? And then you're going to reach back with your right hand and start with the baby pinky toe. Beautiful.
I have to help it along.
No, you're doing great. So start with the pinky toe and move to the fourth toe, and then eventually the third toe. And if any of these toes are really sensitive or hurt, right, take note of that. Just notice which toes are a little sore. You might get some popping, which can be fabulous. It'll feel really good when they pop on their own. You're breathing, you're leaning on your left hand. If some of you want to straighten that left leg, if that makes things better, if not, you can stay in this position. It's just an option. Just an option. And then you start working your way back towards the pinky toe. Breathing. Good. Now from here, if you can, lean back on your forearms or your palms, but if you can make it down to the elbows, that's it. And then you're going to butterfly the knees, right? So both knees just lift up and lower back down. That's it, Cheryl. Just you listen, both knees. So both come up and both go down. That's it. Both come up, both go down. Good. Okay, come out of that. Let's rest on your back. Straighten your legs, give your feet a rest. Let's bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and then bring the, is it right foot? What do we do again? Right foot behind, or is it the left? It was the right? Okay, bring the right foot behind the left. Is that right? I think it was, okay, help me guys. Okay, was this the last that we did? Because we were working with the left leg. Yeah, change it over. No, bring the left foot underneath. Yeah, I think that's right. Good, reach down, get a hold of that foot. See if that's a little bit better. Take your right foot and place it on top of the left thigh. Sorry about that. Okay, and try to open up the right leg so that you can reach down and get those toes. And if you can, you're going to lift the legs up towards you and then move them away from you. Beautiful, Cheryl. That's a great modification. Did we do this way?
Yeah.
Okay, so then change over. I know, I get confused. So then change over so the right foot slides under the gap. Get a hold of the right foot with the left. Walk the left foot on top of the right. I know, it gets a little confusing, huh? Then you reach down to get a hold of both feet, and then you just start by lifting the knees, bringing them up, then lift your head as well. Fold your back, beautiful. That's gonna help some of those back muscles that are tight to let go that are connected to your hips. So you lift your head, you look towards your left lower leg, beautiful. So the right hand is holding the left big toes on second toe on top, right? It's the right leg that's underneath, and those toes are being held by the left hand. Now you can keep your head down and lengthen your legs up towards the ceiling, but you don't let go, right? So you let them uncross a little bit, and then you pull the feet back down. Pull on the toes so that the ankles bend, everything bends and folds. And you're breathing. Okay, I want you to take 1 minute to let it go and rest in step 30. It's 10. But this is basically the end. Excellent, you guys. Okay, beautiful. Lift up, fold down, let it go, lengthen your legs, and rest. And just start to notice as you're resting there, how are you lying on your back now? How do you sense your shoulder blades? How does your spine make contact with the floor?
My back is not on the floor.
It's okay. There should be an arch. Mm-hmm. How's your pelvis making contact? How are your legs lying? What is your first name? Paula? So I want you to be really become aware of yourself. I want to teach you something about you. Okay, do you think you're straight right now? Okay. Let me do it. You bring this leg in. That.
Better.
That's straight.
Yeah, see, now my back is...
Okay, but what you do is you do this. Feel what that does to you. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand it. So something as simple as you just correcting that is important. Okay, and then how are your legs lying there on the floor? How do you sense your feet, your knees, your hips now? Feel what's changed, what's opened up, or what new sensations are you experiencing now, maybe even for the first time. And whatever you're noticing is really, really significant. So really honor it, really pay attention to it, enjoy it. Enjoy what feels easier and freer. How is your breath and your breathing? How has that changed? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And as you do so, notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. And how is that feeling? And so just a reminder for the regulars and then for some of the people that are new today is to just really understand and remind yourself what is so great about this method and this work is that if anything in you improves, your whole system improves because it's all connected. So whatever feels better now, just, you know, it's like wrap your arms around it and give it a hug. Just whatever feels better and freer, you want to nourish that so that more of you becomes freer and better because everything's connected. Okay, so taking your time, you're going to roll to a side. Please feel free, if you want to, on your side to take a moment to pause there before you eventually come up to sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing now through your feet, your knees, your hips, your back, your spine.